What's your name?
Jason Bond is expert at fighting off Wall Street's evils and deciphering the market's patterns so that he can make insightful, decisive moves.
Can you tell me anything about it?
He's always got his eye on the market, and now he's bringing his picks to MoneyLion.
It's very kind of you to spare me so much of your time.
Whether the market has you shaken or stirred,
your luck has just changed.
You'll want to know what's happening on Jason Bond's Watch.
To us, Mr. Bond, we are the best.
Jason Bond is back. He may be your secret agent in the market because he is really an expert swing trader looking for great technical setups and then finding the right stories to go with it. And by the way, if you needed any proof, last week he was here talking about Dry Ships, DRYS, a horrific company that he said, look, you're going to play this as a short because this is truly dangerous and here's what's going to happen. And then on Wednesday of this week at the close of business, there was the announcement of SEC subpoenas and Dryships did everything right then that Jason was and more that Jason was calling for. Now, he's looking at different things today, but if you want to find out what he's looking at, learn more about his methodology, go check out jasonbondpicks.com. That's the website. On Twitter, at jasonbondpicks. And of course, that's all part of the RagingBull.com network. Jason Bond, welcome back to Money Life.
Hey, Chuck. Thanks for having me.
What stock are you watching right now?
And we're going with another short call. So we're going to try and make money on the decline of the stock for anybody who's new to that concept. The company is ticker symbol COOL, Cool. The name of the company is Polaritite.
Okay.
I think I'm saying that right. In this situation, it doesn't even matter what the company is named.
Well, let me...
it's a pump and dump.
Let me help the audience at least be able to follow along. It's Polaritite, spelled T-Y-T-E at the end. But the truth is, let's make it as easy to them as possible if they want to follow along and do their research, which is polarity, that word spelled out, polarity, T-E at the end, and it's a capital T-E. So that's how you get Polaritite. Polaritite Incorporated, but it is literally polarity T-E if you're looking for it. Ticker symbol.
Cool.
That's right. It is COOL.
How cool.
Yeah. How cool. But what's not cool is you just described it as looking to you like a pump and dump. This is not what I think people would assume when they go off and check out the ticker. They're not used to looking at stocks trading near $30 a share and going, that looks like a pump and dump. They're used to looking at the things more like dry ships trading down in the pennies. So
Yeah. What's
the problem here?
So there's a mastermind pumper behind this one, and he's notorious for stuff like this. So you got a reverse merger from a former gaming company. And I used to trade Cool when it was a gaming company. They had your freemium games that you could get at the app store and you play, and then you purchase the upgrades, and that's how they made their money. So you get this reverse merger into a gaming company. All of a sudden, overnight, they're a biotech company, right? And they have next to zero employees, no revenues, and they have a market cap. I don't know what it's at now, but due to the dilutive structure, I think it's approaching $1 billion. It's definitely over $500 million now as far as the market cap goes. You see what I mean when I say heading towards a $1 billion company. Look, at just a year ago, it's trading at a few dollars. And this week, it's hitting the 30s. Shorts are getting crushed on every move of this stock. But at some point in time, the balloon's got to pop here. And I think, at least for me as a swing trader, it's worth a shot now at this point in time, under 30 with it starting to crack today. So while I don't have a position today, it was on my watch list. I'm looking to get into it, probably 1,000 shares short, somewhere around $30. And then I'm looking for it to come back in, hopefully huge, hopefully some sort of SEC investigation, just like we saw with dry ships on the short we did last week. Hopefully some sort of bad news like that to really pull the steam out of this pump.
You like good technical setups. And, you know, you were talking about thinking the chart on this stock is stunning. The numbers are stunning. Now, again, this didn't start as the biotechnology company it is today. But let me just go back and say that in 2012, the company lost 56.5%. In 2013, 45%. In 2014, 70%. In 2015, it lost 18%. 2016, that was its best year of the last five full calendar years. It lost 16%. But this year, it's up 877%. There's a chart there, Jason. Now, I am not a chartist, but one of the things that you and I talk about, you don't always care about fundamentals. You like the technical setup. This is a chart that is straight up rocket ship, huge, huge, huge bounce. But the fact is, anybody who's bet against this on the rise up, anybody who's been shorting it, well, thus far this year, they've been killed.
Correct. Yeah, you have to be very careful, respect your stop losses. What I want to point out with regard to technical analysis on this stock is overbought, which is not hard to see on the chart. It's gone from about 19 to 32 in the last couple of weeks. And so it's overbought in this breakout. And the way we know that is the relative strength index just the other day was hitting 80. Above the 70 line on an RSI reading, above 70 is overbought. So think about a boat that just packs way too many passengers in it. So you have this rowboat, and there's 50 passengers in this rowboat, and it can't handle it. It turns, it dumps half the passengers, and then it rights itself, and 25 people sink to the bottom of the ocean. That's essentially what is setting up for longs here who think maybe it's going to 35 or 40. And it certainly could go higher. That's why we respect our stop losses. But this boat is too full right now based on that relative strength. And so if you go back and you look at the last time that happened, it was in the end of June when the stock price was touching about 30, and it went from 30 all the way down to 20 across 7 or 8 trading days. That's what I'm talking about. When this thing dumped last time it was overbought, it fell 10 points in a week. Those are the type of setups as a swing trader I'm looking for. I get 1,000 shares at 30 and it comes to 20 again, I make $10,000 on that trade. If it goes above 32, I lose a few thousand dollars. That's a great risk reward for me.
You said you're looking to short this when it gets to 30. So in other words, you're looking to see it test 30 and remake 30 as a high. At that point, you're willing to short it. You said you'll respect your stop losses. How much run would you give it before you stop out?
So the recent high is right around 32.63. If it breaks above the recent high, got to bail on this one. It could go to 40, no problem. So you got to bail if it breaks the recent high. And that's going to be from yesterday's price action, which was 32.63. I'd be bailing there for a few $1,000 loss if it gets above that high. But odds are it's coming to 20 and it'll be a $10,000 winner. And honestly, Chuck, I'm not worried about 50 cents here. I think it's a short anywhere around 29.50 up to 31.50 and just kind of see if it tests those highs and then retreats.
It's ticker symbol COOL, COOL, just like it sounds.
Cool.
It's Polaritite. Polarity TE is what you're going to read it as, but it's Polaritite Incorporated.
How cool.
It might be cool if it winds up doing exactly what Jason said it's going to do, which is it's going to take a tumble.
This is going to be cool.
Actually, it'll be better than cool, because if Jason's right, you can make some money on it. But remember, respect the stop losses. We're talking about a short sale. That is a case where you need to make sure you understand what you're doing before you get into it. Jason Bond, thanks so much for joining me. We look forward to talking with you again next week.
Awesome, Chuck. Love being here.
Jason Bond is the editor of Jason Bond Picks. And if you want more information, jasonbondpicks.com, at Jason Bond Picks on Twitter. We've got more to go on today's show, so settle back and relax. We'll be back right after a brief break with more Money Life.